Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Adam, thanks for joining us. A couple things here. What has been, how many text messages, tweets, or people on Instagram hitting you up have you had that connect with the new Pope being a White Sox fan?
Well, as soon as people found out I was coming to New York to do the Cubs game, and they were like, you know, he's not a Cub fan. Like, that was the first White Sox, like my buddy that was a White Sox fan when we were talking the other day, that was the first thing he said. So I do feel like it's a topic of conversation right now. I don't know how deep we're going to get into the papacy on Saturday on Fox, but it's good to know that the people care, and it's good to know that we're on the map in Chicago for another thing.
We're on day two of all Pope jokes all the time, Adam.
And internet's like, on fire. The internet's on fire.
It really is. There's so much good stuff out there. It's remarkable. Your partner, AJ Przinski, tweeted that that the Pope chose Leo the 14th because of Paul Konerko, good old number 14. And now Cubs fans were already saying it was because of Ernie Banks, but AJ might not be wrong. You realize this is the world we live in at this point.
Naturally, you're looking for any indication, any support for your side of the argument. So listen, you got to listen to the brother, right? The brother says he's a Sox fan.
Yeah.
So we got to lean towards him being, you know, we got to take his word for it. You'd like to think, if I'm sure they did character interviews. Did they do character interviews for the Pope? I don't know what type of extensive network of people we're talking to get somebody in the papacy. But like, are they talking to the brother? Are they talking to like the nephew that lives in the suburbs to make sure he's telling the truth about all of his exploits?
I mean, the truth is, the Pope may have a legit interest in your ball game tomorrow. You know, no other Pope has ever cared about any game that you've ever done.
He might be a big AJ guy.
He might be like, oh, there's AJ.
Like, oh, it's my guy. I remember a 2005 championship.
Yes.
He punched the guy. Like,
he was
I feel
there.
Like that might, that he was there for that.
Yes.
He's one of us. He's my guy. He's one of us. I think, you know, between that and he's a Bulls fan. I like to think he's a Bulls fan.
Sure you do.
So maybe will we be on at the Vatican at some point during next season? Does the Vatican get Chicago Sports Network? Do you need to sign a deal with a different company specific to Vatican City, or does just Vatican City gets access to everything automatically?
That's a good question.
I like the idea of you calling a Bears game that he's going to see.
Because he's going to get more emotional about it. And now I wonder, does he think, you know, I've got a direct line, maybe I can get some help for a starving group of people.
Yeah,
I think
CHSN ought to comp the Vatican the app. You know what I mean? Just like, send him an iPad with the app preloaded, Adam.
$30 a month, not for you. Not for you.
Not for you.
Your holiness. Yeah.
Before we get into Cubs Mets, which you are going to be calling for Fox, are you doing a gig at all this weekend?
Not this weekend. No, we've got something lined up for June. We'll have we're trying to get something going at the end of the month because I'll have a couple of weeks off of baseball. So maybe there'll be hopefully a gig at the end of the month at some point. If there is, you guys will be first to know. I don't know if I don't have an email blast or anything, but I can text. I can let my friends know.
All right, I'm willing to pay. You don't have to put me on VIP or anything. I want to support the
You're
cause.
Not asking for the Vatican discount.
No. I'm not asking for the free link. No. I just like to see you spin, man, because people move when you spin, and I'm glad that more people are starting to talk about your secondary and tertiary jobs that you have where you're out there on the deck doing your thing.
Yeah, not gonna lie, I'll take that Vatican free app. You know,
yeah. Well, anything to get speaks outside. You know, maybe you sing the anthem before the set. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm just throwing that out there for you.
Hey, man, whatever you want. All right, so you got this ball game. These are two of, are they two of the best three teams in baseball? Two of the best five teams in baseball? I know the Cubs have some starting pitcher injuries, but the offense is legit. This is a good measuring stick series here for both of them, maybe.
I think so, and especially since the Cubs' schedule gets, you know, significantly softer going forward after this. You know, you're gonna see some more of the mid-level teams in each of these divisions. You're gonna see some of the bottom feeders in some of these divisions. So, an opportunity, you would think, to build on, you know, what's been a very strong record in the early part of the season. Obviously, it's been a little more leveled off, facing some good competition as of late these last 2 weeks. But this is a really good test. The Mets were, you know, maybe a surprise last year. They just got out of the wild card. They looked very good in the division series that AJ and myself and Wainwright got to see in person. And I thought, you know, there were some really good moments in the LCS against the Dodgers, and they've carried that over. The addition of Soto, who's now starting to find his rhythm, 2-home run game the other day. You know, this is an offense that I think is fairly legit. You know, it's not as good as the Cubs are right now. The Cubs offense is still looking very sharp, but the bottom of their order, even without PCA in there, they've moved him up into the middle of the order. The bottom of the order is still getting on base. Swanson being moved down and being able to provide some pop again and have a little bit more consistency getting on base. The Cubs do the things that are necessary to be a sustained offense for the majority of this season. They have some power, but more importantly, they get on base. And with the way that they're running right now and the way that they've run for the first 6 weeks of this season, you feel very confident that this is sustainable. Can they do it against, you know, a pitching staff that's been as good as any pitching staff in baseball in the Mets? Their starting rotation's been really good. Their bullpen has been rock solid for the most part. You know, I think their offense will get better when they start hitting with runners in scoring position. New York's will. So, yeah, I agree. I think this is a great measuring stick. It's not the end-all be-all, because especially coming to the end of, you know, essentially a 30-plus game stretch where you've faced really, really good competition. You know, I'm not saying that hasn't, you know, provided some wear and tear on this group, in particular on the pitching staff. But I do think it's a decent barometer, especially considering the schedule is going to get a little easier going forward.
So you're our friend that traffics in the national broadcast. And I'm curious on when you guys are putting together a broadcast like this, there are a couple baseball players who I think break through. I think one of them is on the Mets. I think Juan Soto is a guy that people who aren't necessarily big Mets fans or baseball fans might have heard of. Paul Skeens, I think, is breaking through. How close are we to PCA becoming one of those guys?
A long way in terms of track record, but in terms of focal point, I think because of how steady Kyle Tucker has been, you know, Kyle Tucker continues to just kind of fly under the radar. This is what he did in Houston on a star-laden team and on a team that had a veteran core that made a lot of deep playoff runs. He was just as steady as they came, and he's been very much that so far for the Cubs this year. PCA is the type of player that has a lot going for him in terms of star power. The things that attract, you know, when we did the Cubs-Phillies game a couple of weeks ago, Craig Counsell said it in a great way. He said, your eyes are naturally drawn to him because of how he plays the game. He's got a top 10 arm into, you know, if you look at the arm strength metrics with his top throws this season, he's got one of the top 10 arms in baseball. You look at outs above average, plays that certain defenders make that the average defender does not make. He's made 8 of those types of plays this year. That's tied for the most among any position in baseball. You look at his sprint speed. He's one of the fastest players in the game right now. And he's starting to provide the power that you hope will be consistent throughout his career, playing in center field, maybe a guy that can give you 20 home runs a season. Those things are all eye-popping things, right? The power, the speed, the as you guys all know, the five-tool adage that gets applied to players like PCA. Because he's living up to some of that scouting billing right now, I think he's going to be that type of name for many national broadcasts. He's a very easy guy to highlight because of all the things that he does. So if he doesn't have a great day offensively, he's probably going to give you a great play on defense, whether it's a great throw, whether it's flagging down a ball that other center fielders aren't getting to, or if he's provided some of that pop that we've seen, that there is a charge in that bat, that's an easy entry point into talking about a young player. And obviously, because of the Mets connection, him being a Mets draft pick and being part of that Javi Baez, Trevor Williams trade, a handful of years ago now, that's an easy entry point into discussing him. So track record, he's not there, but talent wise and like star ability, it's there.
Yeah, the juice is definitely there with PCA.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like the way the council's talked about him, I love what you just shared, Adam. And he said to us, a week and a half ago, that the Cubs, quote, have one of those guys, unquote. And like those five tool electric, you just elucidated the skill set. Anytime he's near the ball, defensively, offensively, or anytime he's on the bases, it's like Ellie De La Cruz or O'Neill Cruz or Fernando Tatis. It's like one of those, or Julio Rodriguez. Like, and he doesn't have.
Or prime Tim Anderson. With juice, not with.
But I mean, like right now in the game, I guess I'm saying right now in the game, he's one of those guys with all those tools where you're like, oh my God, he hits it this hard and he throws it that hard and he does this. And now, because with the pop now added in, it's like, you can't take your freaking eyes off that guy, man.
100%.
Yeah. There's always a play ready to be made for a player like that. And again, obviously most of the season, he was in the bottom third of the order. The Cubs bottom third of the order has been number one in OPS for just about the entire season. So to have him impact the lineup the way he did, essentially forcing Craig to say, all right, well, we probably got to move this kid up. He's going to get more RBI chances. Those are good entry points into talking about a player that is starting to burgeon. Now, listen, he chases. I know the chase rate is over 40%. He's got to improve on that, especially with the breaking stuff. There's going to be adjustment periods, both pitching to him and him hitting against really good major league pitching. But I think he's been able to do that at every level, so that's going to be another fun storyline to track PCA going forward. Not just the jaw-dropping plays, but now you're getting into real nuanced stuff over the course of a week-to-week basis with him.
Adam Amin and AJ Pruszynski on the call tomorrow night when the Cubs should be trotting out Cade Horton, their number one pitching prospect. You're fully expecting that, I would assume, and you're looking forward to it. AJ should be great talking about him.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it, assuming that that's going to be the case and all signs are pointing to that, because of the flex in usage during the week against the Giants. You would think that Horton's the easy choice to throw on Saturday. Listen, the breaking stuff seems to be plus. That slider, the curveball's got really good depth to it. It's a sparingly used changeup, I think, but the changeup has had some good swing and miss to it. And the Cubs need some swing and miss, too. They've had a tendency at times. And I know Wrigley's been so weird in the first month of the season, as it always is, but they've had a tendency to give up some home runs. They've had a tendency to give up some extra base hits. I think so far, as long as they can keep those things relatively low and maybe get some more swing and miss, they're below average in strikeout rate, a little above average in walk rate. So if you can improve some of those numbers with a player like Horton, you don't want to put too much pressure on him. Obviously, the bullpen has major questions and needs to improve. The blown saves, the inherited runner score numbers are too high. The disastrous Presley outing earlier this week, but I think there's a lot of hope with what Horton brings to the table and some desperately needed swing and miss. So let's see if he can do that against, again, you want to talk about a good barometer. How about this? You're going to go in against a really good top three in an order, right? You're going to go Lindor, Soto, and Pete Alonso pretty much out of the gate when you take the ball in the bottom of the first, assuming Cade Horton gets his first start tomorrow.
How do you compartmentalize this part of the season with two teams that have great records right now and high expectations? I don't want to say like this is a huge series, even though it kind of feels like it, as a barometer check on what the Cubs might be and possibly do in the National League.
They always say it's a little gauche to look at the standings before you get to about Memorial Day, right? So you still got a few weeks left before you're at the end of May where you really start to take a look at the standings. But if you're looking at that portion of time, so let's say about 50 games or so, 50 plus games, if you're looking at that period of time, you're going to look back at the early season series against the Dodgers and a decent amount of success against one of the best teams in baseball. How did you fare against San Diego? You know, the defensive miscues that probably cost you a game in that series and maybe things turn around there. How did you do against the Mets? How did you do against playoff teams, right? The Cubs lost a series against Philadelphia a couple of weeks back. Like, that's a series I'm sure they're going to look back and say, well, probably could have taken 2 out of 3 in that set if they had just taken advantage of some opportunities in the rubber game of that series. So I think that's how you view these series in the first third of the year. You know, without being like every series is a must win, you can't put that type of pressure on it. But if you're competing for the division and they're up 3 games on Milwaukee and St. Louis right now, 3.5 on Cincinnati, if you get to the end of the year and you're in the thick of a like real pennant race and it's tight, series like this are going to give you confidence if you won them, or they're going to make you shake your head if you lost them, because you're always going to think, well, what if we had just won one more of those series? We'd have an extra game of cushion now in the last week of September. So I think when you're in the thick of it, when you're in the middle of the trees in the forest, you're trying to look at little portions and little segments of the year. I think when you get to the end of the season, that's when you'll really look at the totality of how you did against the elite level teams. And again, for the Cubs, they faced a lot of elite level teams in the first 40 games of the schedule.
Adam Amin, we could go anywhere with Adam Amin in any direction. We could go music. We could go Pope. We could go, baseball. We could go football. But I'm going to ask you this. First instinct, okay? No pressure.
All right.
No money on the line. Who's going to win the NBA title?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, right.
I think they're that's too the good? First instinct.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the same questions about them that I've had about the Thunder all season long. Like, NBA teams typically, when they have that first go around, need to get their butt kicked as a group, right? The Celtics did it a couple of years ago. They suffered the heartbreak against the Warriors. They come back and are able to win a title. Minnesota gets, you know, beat by Dallas when they get to a conference final. How are they going to bounce back this season? Are they primed to make a run even though they were a 6 seed? Oklahoma City, I keep thinking to myself, well, they need to be battle tested. They need to be battle tested, but they can turn it on defensively better than any team I think I've seen in the postseason so far. Like, Cleveland has been able to do that offensively most of the year. I give the Pacers a ton of credit for stopping them. I think what we saw in game 2 for the Thunder against Denver relative to game 1, I've seen that most of the year, and that's what scares me about them. So they're starting to make me more and more of a believer, especially if they can continue to be physical with Jokic. I don't know if the refs are going to lean in that direction. I think they're going to be much more aware of how much physicality they're giving to Jokic when you get to Denver in game 3, but I'm leaning towards the Thunder, but this is still a wide open playoff chase. These first 2 rounds have been awesome.
How surprised are you that the Celtics are down 0-2?
I think it's easy to do causation and correlation, and I could easily just say, well, you know, the Celtics feel like they can turn it on when they need to or when they want to, and they're obviously a good enough team to say that they've done that throughout the season. They were on cruise control at times this year, knowing that they want to save it for the postseason. The Knicks didn't get that memo, and I give the defense a lot of credit. And that's not a typical Tom Thibodeau defense. They did get better as the season went on, but, you know, Tom has always been used to having top five, top 10 defenses, and the Knicks at times were much maligned this year. I know they had injuries at the five position. They had injuries throughout the season, but this defensive unit has played really, really well. And if they win game three, obviously you're looking at a, you know, a series that's not, you know, something that's really never been done, come back from down 3-0. If you can stymie Tatum and Brown the way they have, we'll see what Porzingis' health is because he helps spread the floor. I want to say, like, yeah, the Celtics have a tendency to do this, but you can't do it now. You can't do this come playoff time, and the Knicks have come up with the bigger defensive possessions in this series so far. I've been really impressed.
I feel like being at the Garden tomorrow would be like a thing.
Dude. Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
I have such
Celtics
envy.
Celtics-Knicks.
Oh, but Adam.
Celtics-Knicks at the Garden. Playoff game on a weekend, which gives like this great feeling of nostalgia, whether you're in Boston or New York, watching on NBC on those Saturdays and Sundays, and Marv and, you know, whoever. Matt Gukas is here, and Bill Walton. Like just having that group calling those games with the Oregon at Madison Square Garden playing in the background, I think that's – there's something to that.
It's a big city, you know, great building for hoops with the connected alumni. Tom Thibodeau is the coach, you know, a kid who grew up as the son of a Bulls assistant as the star. And oh, by the way, Mo Cheeks is an assistant there. It can't be that far away. It shouldn't be this hard.
There's so many branches that we could latch onto, right? And it's like, God, how far away are the Bulls. You know, they need a lot of luck and a lot of correct moves to get into the conversation.
But the Pope,
these guys.
The Pope.
But the Pope.
But the
all right?
Pope.
Let's send the right messages to the right people. There's a great service that sends deep dish and Italian beef and like Eli's cheesecake all over the globe.
God.
So let's just start sending as much Jardinera to Vatican City as we possibly
get
can.
Cooper Flagg on the Bulls. This is what divine intervention looks like.
The first edict is the Chicago Bulls will have won the lottery no matter what the results have been.
This is how Justin from Tinley Park thinks of the Catholic of his Catholic faith right now. He goes, this is what I've been waiting for. I've been waiting to go to mass on Thursday nights for a while. Yep. I found my excuse to go to midnight mass now.
It is time.
Adam, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us. Have fun with the game tomorrow.
Love you guys. Appreciate you.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.